I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show live from Clearwater BayCare Ballpark. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, and joining us right now, Phillies starting pitcher Zach Wheeler.
Zach,
how you doing, man?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
So, Zach, how important was you to get this deal done before the season started?
It's important. Knowing where you want to be, family and all that. Everybody's happy here. And, it's a place that I've come to love and that I'm happy at. I'm comfortable here with staff and players, and we win. So, this is where I want to be.
So it was never a thought for you ever, like it during the beginning, potentially, of going. There was never a thought for you to go anywhere else.
There's always that potential, I guess you could say,
yeah.
If that's the right word. But, yeah, I mean, if we don't get it worked out, yeah, I'm going to hit the free agent market. But this is where I wanted to be, so I definitely made a effort to tell my agent to try to make it work.
You know, it's funny. I'm sorry about that, Joe. But, it's funny because I'm curious. There's been a lot of talk, especially with this team, about the camaraderie and how everybody feels good being around one another. How much do you attribute that to the success that you've had thus far?
Yeah, we're a close-knit team. We love to compete. We're a little bit older, so we've all been around a while now, and we know what losing's like. We know what winning's like, and it's fun to win. So, once we get out there between the lines, it's time to play and bear down. But, in the clubhouse, we keep it light. We kind of police ourselves. We're able to do that. Rob trusts us with that. And, anybody who comes up or comes to our team, we want them to be themselves. That's when people are the most comfortable. That's when they perform the best. And I think that's when we, as Phillies, are our best.
Zach, when did it click for you? Following your career, I mean, first-round pick, and then you come up with the Mets with some hype with all those great pitchers you guys had. And you had some moments, obviously injury issues. You come here, and I believe your first year here was the pandemic year, right? So only got to see like 12 starts or whatever it was for you. When did you start to feel like, all right, I'm feeling good physically, and I've got the mental part down? Because for me as a fan, like 2020, 2021, I started realizing, like, wow, Zach's really gone to a different level in his career. When did you start feeling like I've figured something out here?
It's hard to tell. Just because me personally, I felt better after my injury, after I came back. It took me a while. I was trying to change my arm angle and arm motion, so that took me a minute. But I was feeling better. So I would say 18, 19. I did have better second halves, but I felt good. I felt like I was on the right path. And then finally, I signed the big deal. You have to live up to that. Being in Philly, I think putting those two together, made some more confidence in myself maybe. And I felt like I had to live up to that. I had to be the number one and pitch like that. So That's what I was going to try to do my best at. And yeah.
Let's talk about expectations. We've been talking about all offseason. We want and expect you guys to win the World Series. I mean, that's where you guys have graduated to in our minds as fans, based on the team you have and where you've been the last couple of years. How much do you guys talk about that? The expectations, the goal to go win the World Series. Is that something you and your teammates talk about?
I wouldn't say we necessarily talk about it. I think we know that. You know, I think we kind of, I wouldn't say snuck in a couple years ago, but people weren't really expecting it, and we made it to the World Series. Last year, people expected us to be there, make a deep run. We did. We didn't end up where we wanted to be, but it was still a deep run. It was fun, and that was a successful year. You know, whether fans don't think so or not, that's a successful year. But at the end of the day, you play to win, and you want to win a World Series, bring it back to Philly. No other place like Philly. You know, you want to be going down Broad Street like Harper always says. So yeah, I mean, it's we know what we want to do, and that's win.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about this nasty ass splitter that you have. My question to you is this: how long does it take for you to develop that pitch and get comfortable enough to go out there and debut it a little bit?
It's different with different pitches. So last year I kind of debuted the sweeper and whatever you want to call it, slider sweeper. But I was working on it the year before. So that took me, you know, year in the works to really get it game ready. Sometimes I can throw a pitch in the bullpen and take it out the next start. That's kind of what I did with the cutter back in the day. But the splitter, I kind of always had it in my back pocket. I kind of always switched around between a changeup, a traditional changeup, and a split. And I probably threw it like 5 times a year the past few years. Mm-hmm. And that's to like Freddie Freeman, like a 3-2 count, please swing at it, that type of thing. So, no, this year I made it a concerted effort to really work on it. Literally sit on the couch during the off season.
Say, oh, I'm going to kill him with this one.
Play around with some grips. And Caleb, our pitching coach, he's really awesome at, you know, hand manipulation with the ball. And he's made my off-speed pitches a lot better. And he's helped me out with the split. And it's been hit or miss this spring, but it's always moving, which is fine with me. As long as it's not floating up there in the middle of the zone, I'm cool with it. Sometimes I've cut it. Sometimes it's done split things. So either way, as long as there's that velo difference and it's moving, I'm cool with it right now. I want to get it nailed down, though, where it's consistent.
Hey, Joe, do you see what I'm seeing? He's excited.
Oh,
about,
I can see, yeah.
He's excited about that. You know, speaking of that, you know, you get the starting day pitcher. How exciting is that for you to get that nod to be the starting day pitcher?
Yeah, it's exciting. I've never done it before. Just thought it's always been pretty cool. It's a great honor. You know, just coming up over the years, just seeing the guys that get that nod for it has always been the guys, right? Like, you know, Randy Johnson and Holiday and, like, those guys. Like, it's always the dude. So it's pretty cool to, you know, be in those shoes and being able to take the ball opening day. You know, Knowles, he could be right there doing it too. So, you know, it's definitely a privilege, and, you know, I don't take it for granted.
We're talking to Zach Wheeler here, Philly starting pitcher at Philly Spring Training. Zach, you mentioned Knowles. You and he at the top of the rotation, you guys are – it's kind of rare what you guys have because both of you go 7 innings routinely. And you mentioned Roy Halladay. He used to go 9. Then it became like most guys go 5. You guys go 7 into the 8th. Is that something that is a mentality? Is that something that you train for? Like when you're in the mound in the first inning, are you thinking about finishing 7? How do you get there? Because it feels like so many starting pitchers these days don't go as far as you guys go into games.
Yeah, it's just how guys are coming up these days. I don't think organizations are letting them go deep in the games in the minor league, so they aren't used to it when they get up here. You know, once you get a little more tired, deeper in the games, you got to know how to pitch. And they aren't getting that experience down in the minor league, so when they get up here, they aren't ready for it. So, you know, we're a little old school with that, I guess you could say, but, you know, that's what we take pride in. We kind of know that coming in, and we kind of talk about it. This time of year, hey, like we're going to go 200 innings again, or at least very close to it. That means taking the ball every start, you know, fingers crossed, we're healthy, and getting 200 strikeouts plus. That's our goal is 200, and, you know, that's what's going to save our bullpen arms for that push that we need at the end of the year. even if it's just me and him going 200, that saves, what, 30 innings for the bullpen? So we need them fresh at the end of the year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Zach, what's more fun for you? We talk so much about the great atmosphere of Citizens Bank Park, especially in October. More fun for you, a home game at Citizens Bank Park in October, which you've had those, or silencing the road crowd? We were down there in Atlanta. We were down there at the beginning of that series.
Joe almost got beat up in Atlanta for his Phillies gear.
I was wearing a Phillies overalls, and you were shutting them down, and they were not happy with me. But you silenced that place because that was the best offense baseball has seen in years. They slugged like 500 a team, and they couldn't touch you. What's more fun, silencing a crowd on the road or pitching at home?
It's a tough question. Both are awesome. I don't know.
But it got to feel good being in Atlanta. And had that crowd, because let me tell you from our perspective. So we're there and they're going bananas and you start pitching and then it just got silent. And I remember telling Joe, I said, Joe, it's probably time to leave. it was probably time to leave.
It's a good feeling to go into somebody else's ballpark and just quiet down the crowd. But you got to do it from literally pitch one. You got Acuna coming up there. He's swinging and he's trying to hit a home run the first at bat of the game and you can't let him do that. So you got to get him out, and then you got to worry about Riley. And then, you know, it's definitely a mental game when you're up there. You're mentally exhausted at the end of the game. But, you know, that time of year when you're able to quiet a crowd and kind of contain a lineup, that's really good. It's a really good feeling. But there's nothing like pitching, you know, at the bank in October also.
How hard is it to say I'm a paint a scenario for you. Say like if you get out there on the mound and you get off to like somewhat of a rough start, because I feel like being a pitcher, that is the absolute loneliest place to be because you're out there by yourself.
Yeah.
So say if you got off to a rough start, how hard is it for you to kind of like rein it in, settle down, and get back into a groove when you've had, say, like you got dinged for a home run like right out the gate? How hard is that to do?
It's tough. It literally depends on what you have for that day. Because mentally, you could be like, all right, like, whatever.
Yeah.
They're probably going to score at least one run during this game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those, whatever. You just flush it and move on. But if you don't have your stuff that day, that's a whole different story. You got to try to maybe do some things that you don't normally do. Say your fastball doesn't have that pop on it that day. You got to be able to command it and try to get some swings and misses maybe at the top of the zone. Maybe throw your off speed a little bit more, but if you just don't have your stuff that day, it's really tough to try to, you know, get that going. But mentally, you're always like, all right, let's flush that. They're probably going to score one at least. You don't want them to, obviously, but it's probably going to happen. It's a really good lineup, and it's a big league hitter. So, you know, that's their mentality is go out there at those seven shutout innings, but sometimes they're going to score.
How much does it help having a catcher that's pretty much out there with you every time? I mean, JT had on a little bit earlier, and he talked to us about he wants to play 130 again. So most of your starts, he's going to be your catcher. Yeah. Most teams don't have that. I mean, you know, maybe half and half. Maybe one guy plays 90. I mean, you have a catcher that plays 80% of the time, basically. How much does that help you, the familiarity with him for years, and just knowing he's probably going to catch most of your starts?
It's, you know, that's one of the reasons I signed here originally was to throw to JT. Excuse me. You know, I saw him, played against him when he was in Miami and then obviously with Philly. So he was always a tough out for me and I always loved watching him catch. He's a bigger target, which I like. He receives the ball well and he also does it with the bat. So just all that and he's consistent. He calls a great game. I don't do much scouting myself. I kind of leave that up to him because I trust him that much with it. And, you know, he does his homework. I literally walk in and he's sitting there on his iPad writing the scouting report for the day. And he's going over each hitter, video, and his handwriting is very small because he has a lot of notes underneath each hitter. And, you know, that takes time. And he has a family, but he also puts in the time at the field. And, you know, I really appreciate that as a pitcher.
Jay, excuse me, with Zach Wheeler here. Zach, let's end with this. So opening day against the Braves next week, you're on the mound. And we've been saying, at least I've been saying, and a lot of us have been saying, we want to win the division this year. Not only get to the World Series and win it, but we're tired of watching the Braves win the division. So no pressure. Our producer Kyle has said he's picking the Phillies wire to wire in the division. So we need that opening day win from you. No pressure. But how about the division? Does that matter to you guys? Because you obviously haven't needed to win the division the last 2 years to get far in the playoffs. But boy, I'm tired of watching the Braves win this division. We want you to win it this year. Is that a goal?
It's a goal. Yeah, definitely. Winning the division gets you into the playoffs. If you don't win the division, it's a throw up, I guess you could say, right? You know, anybody could get hot at any time at the end of the year. You could not do very well at the end of the year, and somebody could jump in front of you. So winning the division definitely gets you in, and that's what you want to do. It's tough. It's a tough division. You know, a lot of people overlook the Marlins. I think of them as a very good team every year just because we got to pitch against them. They're not just the Marlins to us. They're actually a good team, and they have really good pitching. They got some good young hitters. You know, Nationals give me a hard time. They're all-star team against me. And, you know, the Mets. This is just a tough division all around. And, you know, we definitely want to win it so we get that for sure into the playoffs. That's definitely the key.
Great stuff. Zach Wheeler, Philly starter pitcher. Zach, we appreciate you hopping on.
Appreciate you.
Good luck this season, and we're excited for a big year. Thank you, Zach.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.